You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire. And now on the line with us is the MP-elect for Auckland Central, Chloe Swarbrick. Kia ora.
Kia ora, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. So now you're in the lead for Auckland Central, and now we're waiting for the special votes to be counted. How nervous are you about the possibility of special votes changing the result enough that Labour's Helen White would become the Auckland Central MP?
Well, I think if you look at the polls as they came through and also the way that I was discounted the entire time through the election campaign, I don't sit in an era of kind of nervousness, because if I did, I would always be nervous. We fought a really hard campaign. We ran the largest ground campaign that I promised would occur across Auckland Central that we believe it's ever seen. And as far as that goes, really proud of what we've managed to achieve. I don't feel that for myself to ever kind of exist in the plane of speculating of what could or would or might be is particularly helpful or conducive with getting on with the work at hand.
Assuming that the special votes do officially elect you as the Auckland Central MP, what priorities do you have for the electorate, let's say, in the first year of this new term?
So I've already met with Nikki Kaye. I've been in touch with, obviously, the outgoing MP for Auckland Central about kind of changing over a number of the constituency cases that she's dealing with, along with a raft of other things. I've also touched base with all of the local board chairs for Waiheke, for Aotea Great Barrier, and for Waitemata, and with Pippa Coombe, who, of course, is councillor for Auckland Council in the Waitemata local board area. So I've been connecting immediately with all of those folks who have responsibilities as elected representatives, but also with stakeholders in the spaces of, for example, Protect Our Hauraki Gulf, with those who are concerned about Fuller's ferry pricing on Waiheke, who commute over to the city side. I've also been in touch with Kiwi Rail around some issues to do with transportation, particularly rail outages. And so for me, this is all about those priorities that I spoke about on the campaign trail. It's about bringing together the community to solve these problems that we ourselves know how to solve, but also to make sure that there is a very loud voice advocating for what is the centre of the largest city in the country. So the kind of key priorities that come to mind are protecting the Hauraki Gulf. The Greens released a policy that I'm incredibly proud of, our Thriving Oceans policy, during the campaign period. So too, getting an action plan underway, which I'm proud to have, you know, been working on with stakeholders over the past 3 years anyway, almost entirely led by them and by Homeless Whānau, to make sure that we end homelessness across not only Auckland, but across Aotearoa, but with Auckland Central being a real focal point, given that's where so many people congregate. Also around transport and in the housing space, on the likes of that emergency housing, which kind of intersects with the issues around the homelessness strategy, but also around affordability. And on that point, I think that you may see over the next few weeks and months and definitely the years ahead that there will continue to be some clashes of political parties, because, you know, the Greens are the only political party in Parliament throughout this term and indeed throughout this campaign who are saying house prices need to come down.
Right. Thank you very much for your time today, Chloe.
It is. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And that was Chloe Swarbrick, the MP, the Member of Parliament-elect for Auckland Central.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.